boy, Shantan, your boy, Renetti.
What's going on? Catch us on Wild and Mofo, Real Dumb Shit, and Redacted Shunt for the Twitter, on YouTube, and on Facebook is Official Wild On, Instagram is Wild On Official, and Mixcloud is Wild On RDS for all that dumb shit. The following takes place between 9:30 and 11 p.m. on the day of the time when we had too much Chinese and we're feeling slightly sleepy. Welcome to Real Dumb Shit. I am the one that they call Shunt, and he is the one that is called...
My name is Redacted.
His name is Redacted, and on with the damn show. Okay, first off on the top of the list, Alec Baldwin, Thomas Wayne, Hokikoki, RIP to Marie Sevin, as well as Gary Federich, both are... Part and parcel of Marvel's makeup. We're going to be talking a little bit about Apple's September the 12th event. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. First Man, Young Justice, Stars Play, Castle Rock, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Sherlock 3, and Big Trouble in Little China. As well as other dumb shit and shit that revolves around it. So, Redacted. First and foremost, Let's get into the meaty shit. Alec Baldwin playing Thomas Wayne and then Hokey Coking himself out of it. What do you think?
Before that.
As per usual. Like clockwork. Without a shadow of a doubt. What dumb shit have you heard this week?
Oh, did you hear Coke wants to... Coke's buying Costa.
Coke buying Costa, yeah?
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
And a smile with your coffee and donut.
Coffee and donut. Do they do donuts in Costa now? I haven't been in Costa for a hot minute still.
I don't think so.
I think I stopped going in there ever since I had like a very bad spat of how can I pull it without sounding gross? Shitty diarrhea. Yeah, I haven't been there since. I think it was a case of me being out in public and me having to hold my stomach for at least 10 to 20 minutes whilst running around a Victoria train station and then having to pay 50 pence in order to defecate my loins onto a somewhat average to mediocre toilet porcelain bowl with no toilet seat. It was the most... painful sort of experience, and every time I hear the word Costa, that's what connotations come up in my head.
Was it milk related?
Oh yeah. I specifically said soya milk, you fuckers. Shout out to Costa, always listening to the customer. Customer's always right, up until the point they shit their bowels.
Well, maybe it'd be better under a Coke regime.
Maybe. I mean, like, we'll have probably... Milk Zero, Milk Diet, whatever other Cokes there are.
Milk Zero for everybody.
Yeah, Milk Zero. Or Zero Milk. Yeah. I don't know. What would you call it?
Milk Zero.
Milk Zero. So that's like milk with no sugar. And all the taste of milk.
Yes.
Great. Sounds amazing. Sounds excellent.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. It just sounds a bit off-brand for Coke.
Not really. I mean... They don't have to buy Costa.
Yeah, of course they don't have to.
It's the why are they buying Costa?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. It sounds like they're off-brand for them.
It's like the whole group, though, isn't it, that owns Costa. It's not just Costa. It's the Whitbread group or something like that they're meant to be buying, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think that's connected to Weatherspoons as well. I can't remember.
I don't know. I can't imagine. Yeah, but then wouldn't that be the story? It wouldn't be Coke's buying Costa, it'd be Coke's buying Weatherspoons.
I don't know. The story is whatever you make,
or
isn't
Coke's it? Buying Whitbread or whatever, isn't it?
Like, well, that's what's come out.
Might just be buying Costa.
Maybe. I mean, Starbucks is kind of under scrutiny at the moment. Kind of in a weakened state ever since they kicked out two black guys for loitering. Sorry. They got two black guys arrested for loitering.
Yeah.
It's completely different.
I don't know. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I don't think. I feel like that's died down. Like no one remembers that.
I remember. I always remember. I mean, me, I'm a writer, so I will always remember that shit. And considering, like, I'm a writer of colour as well, the amount of times I've exploited Starbucks' sit down and buy one thing machine in order to get some work done has been quite...
Just like the stereotype.
Well, this is it, this is it. I mean, like, do they deserve it? More than likely. It's like that whole calling the police on Nando's thing that we had a couple of weeks back.
Yeah.
I mean, fair enough. They are taking a piss, fair enough. Something has to be done. Calling the police might be a bit too much. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Tad. Although, it all depends. If they went up to the can and asked for ice water, they deserve the full wrath of the law. That's a piss take. I'm waiting on my friend. Then wait for him outside, innit?
Yeah,
wait for him outside, bruv. Why the hell are you wasting my time, my electricity, and my patience, bruv? Get out. Get out now.
Yeah, fed up. Raining.
Fuck that. If it was raining, you looked up at the sky before you come out of your house, right?
Possibly.
Exactly. Wear a coat. Wear a hat. Wear some form of like legwear and get the fuck out of Starbucks. That's what I would have said.
So to buy one thing and stay in there all day is okay, but to go in there and order ice water while you wait like a couple of minutes for your friend is not cool.
It's not cool. Ice water, fuck off, bruv. I always say that. Ice water. No, because like over in the UK, obviously you've got this rule where, you know, you can't refuse somebody a tap water.
Yeah.
You know, whatever background they're from, you know, it's not like, yes, yeah, you know, doesn't lend itself to anybody. But it's just annoying. Like, for example, if you're working in some form of like retail outlet as a barista or a bartender or something like that, and somebody comes up to you during a busy shift and asks for a tap water, you feel like the worst thing in the world. Because one, the person that ever... Like, how can I put it? Anybody that orders a tap water is not going to tip you.
Yeah.
Full stop. Anybody that orders a tap water is only going to leave you with an empty, dirty glass, whether it be plastic or glass or a coffee cup or whatever they fucking put in it nowadays.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to give that person the same amount of time, the same amount of effort, and the same amount of work that goes into... That goes into, you know, giving it to a paying customer, whether it be filled with, you know, coffee, tea, or...
Yeah, coffee is obviously more effort to make
than
just quick tink tap water.
But it's what you're paid to do. You're not paid to dispense water. Especially when you sell bottled water as well. So it's like one of those ones where you are making me make an effort to messy up the areas just so you can have a bit of freeness. That's the whole moral of the story. That's how I feel about it anyway. Yeah, so. So, Coke's buying Costa, yeah? Great stuff.
What's wrong with giving your thirsty brothers a drink?
Thirsty brothers a drink. Thirsty brothers that should, like, go into a shop or come out of their yard with water. Like, for example, like, if you are a cheap motherfucker, you ain't going to buy nothing, right? That's one thing,
is
right?
Is it okay if I come in with a bottle and ask for some tap water?
It's not okay, but it's less effort for me, yeah. So I'm more likely to do it. Depending on my, you know, dispensing. So it's okay. Depending on my dispensing equipment.
So it's okay.
If you bring your own bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's not okay is if you bring your own bottle and you stand around like you bought something and expect some form of customer service, like a thank you or something. Like, fuck off, bruv.
Why not?
Fuck off, you're not meant to be there. Wherever that place is, you're not meant to be there.
Yeah, but I deserve every...
No. No, you know what I say is true, sir. You know what I say is true. It's horrible, but it's one of those things. Yeah. Don't get twisted. If the person's dehydrated, looks mashed up, look like they've been through three wars, whatever, you know, like, I'll feel obliged to give them water, you know, just so they don't faint or die. That's, like, just the human side of me. However... Every time I pour a glass of water and you haven't bought anything, I'm taking a mental note. So the moment you ask me for anything other than that, like, oh, there's no tissue in the toilet, so you should fuck off home then. That's what I'll be saying. Fuck off. I won't be saying it explicitly.
Yeah.
But subconsciously, fuck off. It's horrible. That bit will probably have to be cut out, I'm pretty sure.
Why?
Pretty sure it hit a nerve with me. My real job and my podcast job got in the way. Dear. Speaking of shit that's getting in the way, Alec Baldwin.
Wait, what if it's a 2 liter bottle?
Oh, you definitely fuck yourself. Oh, go fuck yourself. Oh, God.
What about a liter bottle? A liter bottle cool?
No. Anything over a cup or... Like it depends, like, on my mood.
It's tap
on the day.
Water. How can you be screwing over tap water?
I'm screwing over the effort of giving you tap water when tap water exists in your house.
It's gotta go to the tap.
It exists in your house.
What if they ask for tap water, but they explicitly ask you if to rent the tap for a little bit so it's colder?
I say it's cold enough, fuck off. But you're making me run the tap. What a fucking privilege is this, bruv? Fuck yourself. Oh, God. I need to let go of that demon. I need to let go of it. It's petty as hell, but it fucking pisses me off every time. Oh, that's such a bad thing.
That's harsh. That's so harsh.
Yeah, man, what's harsh is that you come in that pounder mouth of your yard without no freaking form of refreshment and then trying to ask me to waste my time whilst I'm trying to work for a goddamn living, whatever you may do. I mean, like, I'm not saying that it's like exclusive to sort of crackheads and, you know, bums and shit, because motherfucking, you know, pretty model bitches do it too. Whoever does it and doesn't buy a drink, like, pay for the service,
yeah,
you're a dick. Like, at least tip the motherfucker that's giving it to you, you know what I mean? Like, do something.
So if I got a sandwich and a liter ball, or a 2 liter ball.
Nah, but
if I buy a sandwich and I hand you a 2 liter bottle, I should fill it up.
You bought a sandwich, that's fine. That's fine.
Run the tap for a little bit.
I'll pretend as if I am, but I won't. But I'm just letting you know that's not going to happen. When you can't see the tap, it's not happening, bro. You're getting that lukewarm shit straight up. Unless you're nice. If you're nice, you might get it. But, boy. That's a tough stretch, sir. So, Alec Baldwin, anyway.
What's he doing?
Well, he's wasting everyone's time. So it's kind of like, you know, a good segue.
don't know he's wasting people's time.
He is, bruv. Oh, I'm going to play Thomas Wayne. Oh, wait, I'm not. It's with a 2 day span, like.
I guess, but like, I don't know, like, it was never confirmed. Like, it was never fully confirmed.
And to be fair, it kind of made me worried when they said I was going to play in, like, a Trump.
Yeah.
I mean,
that film's already worrying enough.
Ah, oh, fuck that. Anyway.
That film's already worrying enough. Like, that film is gonna be... This is my early call. The film is out next year in October.
Mm.
So it's like 13 months away.
Mm.
And I'm gonna say, that film's gonna be a bag of shit.
Aquaman's gonna be good. This doesn't make any sense. It's not. It's going to be a bag of shit. It's all DC. It's all going to be a bag of shit. Do not get your hopes up for Shazam. Do not get your hopes up for Aquaman. Sorry, I'm still angry about the water thing. I've got to let it go. but yeah. God. But yeah, I mean, they released a lot of sort of like Joker paraphernalia recently. Like, they've got this new book by Geoff Johns called Three Jokers, which is, I don't know.
Is that out yet?
It's meant to be coming out next week, which will probably be out by the time. Yeah, but by the time this podcast goes out, it'll probably be out.
Okay.
So, yeah, Three Jokers. Apparently, according to the Morbius chair or something like that, there's three of them.
Morbius chair.
Mobius, yeah. There's three Jokers.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, there's three Jokers. They won't hear that. There's three Jokers, and... yeah, one's the new 52, one's Killing Joke Joker, and then the other is, I believe, what do they call him? The animated series Joker. But then there's also
which
a couple...
animated series? Batman animated series?
Batman animated series. So, like, the one with Harley Quinn and all that.
They should have used The Batman. Because at least that one is a bit different.
Yeah, with the dreads and shit, yeah, I suppose. But... the other fucked up thing is that Joker's not even meant to be the real Joker. There's a theory... Well, there's a theory going around about Pale Man, who's sort of like like a descendant, like that sort of like founding some form of archive or something like that. That's like a couple hundred years old. And the joke about the Joker, ironically, is that the Joker trains or brainwashes people to be the Joker. So be like him, talk like him, be him. And then he then sort of steps back into the background. Another theory as well is that Ra's al Ghul is actually the Joker. But instead of going crazy it's like rather than going crazy, he has a complete different alter ego. But yeah, it's interesting enough. And then with this whole three Jokers thing, it's like all three of them are true. Apparently.
The one where Joker's brainwashing people to be the Joker kind of, in a way, makes sense. Because I read something a while back where, I don't even know if it's canon still, but like, Joker and Harley, like it was just after Harley left the Joker, like for good, or for good, in air quotes, and I think he tried to kill her or something like that.
More like,
but then like he was saying that he'll just make another Harley, and I'm sure there was like a room with like Harley bones or some shit like that.
It was a bit weird.
It didn't really make sense to me. I didn't really like that.
Harley bones. So basically, he's saying that really he killed like the original Harley
really
Quinn.
It doesn't really make sense that there's multiple Harleys. Just like it doesn't really make sense that there's multiple.
But then saying that, if they're not controlled, well, if they're all controlled by some one guy, then it kind of makes sense because it's whatever
he wants to. Yeah, it kind of makes sense, but I don't like it.
Yeah, yeah, it's not good. Anyway, so speaking of people that like to design and colouring things, Maria Severin, who's a colourist and an artist for Marvel, and a guy called Gary Federich, who was the writer of Ghost Rider, recently passed away this week. A lot of tributes went out on Twitter, and this is our tribute, as it were, RIP, even though this is probably going to be, a week later, but it's all good. May her memory live on in our memories. Moving swiftly on, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, Del Toro's Arm in Horror.
Yeah.
What do you think? Are you excited? Do you know that much about Scary Tales to Tell in the Dark?
No, what is it?
Well, basically, it's like a compilation thing, like Creepshow.
Okay.
So you've got like loads
of...
No, it's a film. So it's like, I think anyway.
So what, a film with just more horror stories? Could be good.
Yeah,
could be good.
I mean, it's different from Giant Robots, so.
Giant Robots.
Yeah.
Oh,
Pacific Rim. Rim. Yeah.
Yeah, but even that's different from the other stuff he's done. This horror thing makes more sense for him.
Yeah, Pan's Labyrinth, Hellboy.
Yeah.
It's where he gets his meat and potatoes of acting, or you know, of the actors one? Out. Shall I say?
What was that other one with the creepy house?
Pan's Labyrinth.
No.
Not Pan.
No, it's recent-ish.
Recent-ish? House.
Yeah.
House.
I forget. But yeah. I mean, it makes sense for him. They should have let him do Justice League Dark like he wanted to, man.
Well, this is it.
But, I'd watch it.
I mean, most of Del Toro's stuff I'll watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good illustrator from a directorial point of view, if that makes sense. He gets his message out there.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, a lot of... like, you could tell as well the nuances of a Del Toro film versus another film. Like, you could tell Del Toro's done something to this sort of
thing. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's, like, quite spot on. So...
Yeah, his Hobbit would have been way different.
Oh, fuck yeah. It probably wouldn't have actually been good and only one film.
Yeah. I mean, like, it would have been more than one film because they wouldn't let him make it be one film.
Oh, bastards.
But he might have been able to get away with two films.
Yeah, two
films. Like, even if it was three films, it would have looked good.
Yeah, it would have looked good. Well, speaking of stuff to make you look good, Apple's basically announced that they're going to be doing this September the 12th event, and all they've left people with is a rose gold ring, and everybody's calling it the gold ringer.
Okay. Where is this? What is it on?
Basically, it's on
all... up on their phone, or
no. It's what,
a ring in the post.
No, it's a ring on the screen. That's all they've. And they said, "Good things come to those who wait," or something like that. And it's like, "What are you proposing to us, Apple? What are you doing?" No, on the screen.
Of your phone. Your phone's got a screen.
Well, it's wherever your screen is. It could be on your computer. It could be on your TV. Wherever the advertisement is, it's highly confusing.
What do you think's? I don't know. What do you think it is?
Well, I reckon it might be an Apple ring, maybe. Oh. You've only got Apple Watch. Maybe Apple necklace. Apple shoes.
Just going to announce the iPhone X.1.
X.1S.
Yeah.
That'll be iPhone XS.
Yes.
And it'll be a larger screen. And that'll be it.
Yeah.
That'll be it. That's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then an iMac, maybe. And maybe a MacBook. Again, for like the 30th time.
Yes.
New phone, new laptop, new desktop, new iPad.
Yes.
That's it. Or a new watch.
It'll be all in one.
You can't have an iMac watch.
Phone.
Phone. Yeah, you just, like...
You put a strap on it, and then it's a watch.
So like an
you
Apple
Gauntlet. You put a
keyboard
on it, and then it's a laptop.
So Apple Gauntlet.
You take the keyboard
Apple
off.
Gauntlet, that's what you're saying. Apple Gauntlet is going to be the next thing. That's pointless, bro.
That's dope, man.
Although it does kind of remind me of Upgrade, the film.
I might actually buy an Apple Gauntlet.
That's terrible news. Man, just trying to snap on a motherfucker. It's terrible. Upgrade. There's actually a lot of... basically, Upgrade set in the future. If you haven't seen it, sort of thing, here's like a little preview. A guy gets a chip inserted to him, and then it turns him into sort of like a super hybrid robot fighting machine.
Yep.
Awesome. It's an awesome film. I'm not going to give away any spoilers. I've watched it, and it's good.
Yeah.
It's real good.
Really good. It's got Tom Hardy in it.
Yeah. This is another thing as well.
Tom Hardy's in it.
Like, when I was watching it, I kind of feel that it was meant to be Tom Hardy, innit? Like, but in saying that, it's interesting that this whole Venom thing kicked off, because I reckon he was meant to be in it, and it would have made more sense for his character. It depends. Actually, like, after I've watched all the film, there's certain elements of the characters,
yeah,
whether it be Stem or Venom, Symbiote, or whatever, that have similarities.
Yeah.
Like... And, yeah, all I'm saying is that if Venom is as any good as Upgrade, we all win.
That remains to be seen.
Speaking about winning, First Man, Ryan Gosling, First Man on the Moon, what do you reckon?
Yeah, I mean, I'll watch it.
You watch it?
Yeah, why not? That's good.
Okay.
Gos is good.
Mm-hmm. And do you reckon it's a better job than the 1969 moon movie? But they didn't actually walk on the moon, according to conspiracy theorists.
No comment.
So you're using your no comment on moon landing?
Yes.
That's like, so no aliens, no dark side in the moon theories, nothing?
Yes.
You love talking about that shit, though.
No comment.
God damn you. Trying to appeal to the female fan base and shit.
What? Wow. Female fan base ain't into hearing
I'm,
about no.
I'm not that dumb.
what are you trying to say? I'm trying to appeal to
the female fan. Yeah, you are. trying to be suave about it as well. No comment. We get one no comment per frigging round of real dumb shit, and you're using it on the moon landing because that shit's ridiculous. Even though our show is called Real Dumb Shit.
Yes.
Meant to be talking about dumb shit. You can't just say no comment to dumb shit because it's actually dumb.
You've done it.
No, I said it towards like it was when it was getting real political. I remember I said no comment because I felt the rage.
Yeah.
I felt the rage. And
but like the moon landing quickly gets real political, so I'm out.
Rubbish. So anyway, so that's your one no comment. I'm already made a note. Young Justice.
Yes, I saw that trailer.
The Outsiders.
Yes.
What, with Nightwing?
Yes.
It looked
I didn't like that he had a face mask instead of an eye mask.
But doesn't really make a matter. Doesn't really matter or make a difference.
One, it matters to me. And two, if you saw him previously with an eye mask and then you see him again with a face mask, you can then put the two together and you know who he is.
In theory, yes. But
in practice, also yes.
But in saying that, he was whelming, just to quote Young Justice, whelming all of the guards at the time. Who would have thought, oh my god, that's Nightwing? They would just say, oh my god, this guy's kicking our asses.
Maybe.
And then he blew up the place.
Later on,
he blew up the place.
After those bruises subside, they're like, yes.
Yeah, but it's like people would probably figure out. Like, so I reckon the henchmen know more than the main bosses anyway. So they probably know who Batman is and who, you know. Nah, I reckon they do.
Nah. In fact, you're trying to say if some like random henchman knew who Batman is, he's not going to go tell the Penguin or some shit like that.
No, because he's always getting his ass kicked because of his job.
Yeah. So. Yeah, but don't you think he's less likely to get his ass kicked if he goes tells a higher up who then might go and kill him?
He might have done, but remember the whole magic thing where they're wiping people's minds. So that one guy is probably getting his ass kicked all the time by Batman or Superman or whatever, and he was telling his bosses. His bosses were just like ignoring him apparently because their minds have been wiped with magic, and then this guy's just getting more frustrated and then he leaves the next day. It's a typical power struggle, sir.
It's not canon anymore.
It's not canon anymore.
Yeah, that was pre New 52.
Well, Crisis.
Well, New 52 was, Flashpoint was kind of a crisis, but it wasn't called a crisis.
Oh, fuck it. Anyway, whatever. I can just imagine being that frustrated henchman anyway, so.
Yeah, but you tell somebody. You tell someone or you do it yourself.
I don't know. Speaking about doing it yourself, Stars Play. Subscribe within a subscribe. Or as I like to call it, Subscriber Inception.
Subscribeception.
Subscription, yeah. Probably. I mean, it's only in the UK, it's probably in the US already, but
I don't know. Like, I don't know if this is more annoying. No, I think it's less annoying than, loads of different places having a subscription service.
Mm.
I think it's less annoying. It makes more sense to do it this way, then that way it's kind of more of an add-on rather than you're paying full subscription price for something different.
Yeah, but $4.99 is not cheap.
Yeah, but it's not $9.99.
Yeah, I suppose like what you'd be paying for if you
bought a box. Yeah, if it was just by itself. Like, I mean, you're right. $4.99, it should be like £2.
Yeah. Especially when you're already paying for Amazon Prime.
I'm not even going to say $99, I'm just going to say £2.
Mm. I mean, if you're paying like XYZ for Amazon Prime anyway, which is the main platform, and then you're paying an additional £5 a month, I mean, it's all long.
But they are giving you the US Open for free.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll see more stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which would be interesting. Like more. I don't know.
Just Mr. Mercedes. Stuff. I'm interested in watching because it didn't come out in the UK.
What is a Mr. Mercedes?
Mr. Mercedes is Stephen King's latest book.
Okay.
I watched a little bit of the first series. The second season's just come out.
Never heard of it.
Oh, that's good. It's good. It's on AT&T's network. I managed to...
What, subscription network?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Fuck this subscription bullshit, lad.
Yeah, buddy.
It's crazy.
But now it's on Stars TV in the UK, so you can actually watch both of them. I think Amazon Prime have got season one. So you can watch Miss Mercedes season one on Amazon Prime by the other.
Just regular Prime.
I believe so.
Get Stars.
This is the thing. I mean, I was checking it because I was checking out this thing before.
I ain't paying for nothing else.
Ah, oh, bruv. You're a bad guy.
What, for not paying for nothing else?
Yeah, actually, yeah, you're probably justified in saying that.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm justified.
It's terrible stuff, though, that this is happening to us. I mean, Jack Ryan looks interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm willing to give that a shot.
Yeah. But yeah. Can it cook? No. Yeah, so actually no, it's not on the Amazon Prime thingamajiggy, it's on Starzplay. The worst thing about it is that when you click on the link via Amazon Prime,
yeah,
it says watch with a Starzplay subscription. And when you tap on the bits and pieces, how do I watch this? Only customers that could subscribe on Starzplay can watch Amazon here. Okay. And then nothing. I can't subscribe via my app.
No, I mean,
pointless.
A lot of apps are like that. Like, you have to go on the website to subscribe and then go back to the app. It's long. Like,
yeah. I mean, it's a I mean,
it takes. Build it the fuck in.
Yeah, exactly. Just build it the fuck in. Take my money.
Take my money. Thank you.
Take my money. You dummies. Anyway, Castle Rock. Yeah, it looks interesting. I mean, I watched a load of the synopsis online, and the first episode seems quite compelling. I mean, what's your thoughts on it?
I like it. Like, it's definitely up my street.
Mm? Up your street?
Yeah, it's definitely something that I would.
It's a dark, twisted, full of mystery.
Yeah. Used to love all that shit. Mm. X-Files, Arian Liana, whatever else.
Mm. I mean,
it's Twilight Zone.
It's been
Stephen King books.
Mm, Stephen King's. Stephen King-age.
Yeah. Definitely. All day. All day, every day.
Speaking about Stephen King, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I know it's not completely an obvious segue, but obviously, Charles Manson.
I never explained talking to DC movies. I have to explain that.
I feel compelled to because, like, you know, it's a different stretch. It's like a lot of the time when people listen to the podcast, oh my god, what's going on? You know, like, and it's like, you know, I'm just getting nothing but bad feedback. People saying, and I was like, whatever. Just speaking to DC movies. Anyway, moving swiftly on. But yeah, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Charles Manson murders and that time of the 60s. Got a little bit more information about some of the plot. Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio play a stuntman and I think a press agent or something like that.
Yeah. So,
it's looking to be good. A little bit more explanatory.
It should be, but I don't know, like, the thing will be, like, how, like, I don't think they, well, I don't know, like, how are they gonna juggle, like, the murders in the middle of their film?
Well, my theory is that they're gonna make this into the new Pulp Fiction.
How so?
Well, you know, there's gonna be a guy with a briefcase, some form of rape scene in the cellar. And it won't even be about the Charles Manson killings. It'll just be literally about characters like Zed, Ed, and maybe some guy with a sword.
Maybe.
Speaking about maybes and mysteries and nonsense like that, Sherlock 3 has come out of nowhere.
Who?
Sherlock 3.
The film?
Oh, yeah. Basically, what they're saying, as they always do, is that...
Can they already make a free?
No.
Okay.
You've got Sherlock Holmes, and then you've got Sherlock Holmes 2 something something Shadows.
Book of Shadows.
Book of Shadows, that's it.
Land of Secrets.
Land of Secrets.
Secrets and Shadows, I don't know.
Secrets and Shadows.
Secrets of the Shadows.
Secrets of the Shadows, maybe. Because Moriarty, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, that guy. So yeah, Robert Downey Jr., Jude Law make a recurrence. I believe Guy Ritchie's involved as well. Looks to be good.
Don't know. Maybe. I mean, probably. I didn't see the second one. I saw the first one.
Second one I watched. It's alright.
Didn't hate it, but just, you know, it's. I don't know. It's just, it's not really one of them ones that makes you rush out to the cinema and go watch.
No, I enjoy both of them, but I think it's kind of a cheap move on for Robert Downey Jr. to wait for the other Sherlock to be distracted whilst sneaking back in the role. Yeah, take Doctor Strange. Okay, cool. I'll do this Doctor Strange thing for you, Robert.
Sneaking back into the role.
Mm.
They're two completely different doctors.
I know they are. I know. But saying that,
more Sherlocks.
Yeah, they're two different Sherlocks, but which Sherlock do you prefer?
Well, obviously, the Cumberbatch.
Oh.
What do you mean, oh?
It's too obvious.
It's too obvious, yeah, because it's the obvious choice, because it's the right choice. That's why it's obvious.
It's not the right choice.
It is the right choice.
I mean, you got plenty of, you got the guy from Elementary now.
Fuck that dude.
Yeah, fuck that dude.
Fuck that show, man. It's just...
You've got Peter Cushing.
Yeah.
Peter Cushing used to be my favourite one. Hands of the Bastables. I used to be petrified of that bloody film when I was younger. Mm-hmm. Who else? Who else plays Sherlock? It's just that, isn't it?
A bunch of people that play Sherlock. Magneto played Sherlock.
Did he?
Yeah, he played old Sherlock.
In what Sherlock?
I can't remember what it was called. Old Man Sherlock.
Old Man Sherlock, okay, we'll go with that. speaking of old mans and Sherlocks, Big Trouble in Little China. Is now being confirmed as a sequel.
I mean, they kind of had to backtrack on that one. Just a little bit.
But to be fair, it's been so just long. It's been so long, it can be rebooted, but it's like...
Nah, but it was just... Jack Burton, you know? It's like, no, it just won't be the same. Even though it is The Rock, and if anyone could do it, maybe The Rock could do it.
Yeah.
But there's just too many people just be like, no... No.
Yeah.
It's just not worth the trouble. Just do what they did with Jumanji and just be like, same universe, different shit's going on.
Nah, they can't do the same thing as they did with Jumanji.
Why not? Jumanji was a success.
It was a success, but Big Trouble Little China is a different animal.
Nah, just do the same thing. Just same universe, different shit's going on. You can even bring Kurt Russell back. Like, he can still move about a bit. You'd be old man Jack.
Old Man Jack.
What
about Old Man Wang?
With the Pork Chop Express.
Chop Suey Express, I think.
Is it Chop Suey Express?
I think so.
Sure.
It's not Pork Chop.
Pork Chop Express.
God damn it.
Bing it.
God damn it.
Ask Jeeves, he'll tell you.
Jeeves, I ain't asked Jeeves shit in a while, bro. How long the fucking planet you're on, bro? Ask Jeeves, you know. What the fuck, bro? Jesus. Oh, God.
Fine, bing it then.
Big Trouble. Oh God, that's so...
You don't want to ask, do you? Bing it.
God. Big Trouble, Little China. Will not be a remake. Oh God. Definitely. I don't even know what to search for. It's like...
Vendetta against... Yes, Morse's truck cord.
Jack Burton's truck.
Yeah. Pork Chop Express. Meep, meep.
Jack Burton, fictional character, movie no Big Trouble.
Have you paid your dues, Jack?
Have you paid your dues?
I've paid my dues. The check is in the post.
Damn. It doesn't actually say.
Oh, well, we'll just assume I'm right.
No. Nah, happening.
You answered that a bit quick.
Wow. So the studio hired Carpenter to direct the film and rush Big Trouble Little China into the production so it'll be released before a similarly titled themed Eddie Murphy film The Golden Child the States come out. So basically, yeah. It was
Wait, is that what happened or is that happening?
That's what happened.
Oh, okay. So like, damn, what, they're remaking Golden Child as well?
Oh, God. They should, though.
Golden Child will not be a reboot.
We want the reboot. Please. Yeah, I mean...
You want a reboot of Golden Child?
Yeah? I don't know. It'll probably be, Jamie Foxx.
Ugh. See, but nothing against Jamie Foxx, but...
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, if they were to
remake... We need more black people up in Hollywood, man.
Well, no, it would be more fucked up if Samuel people. Jackson. If Samuel Jackson was in a reboot, that would be even more fucked up.
Yeah, especially since last week's revelation of him playing all the black dudes in fucking Tarantino movies.
Yeah.
All the black.
But you know why that is, right?
He's the only black person he knows.
No. It's down to Spike Lee kicking off about the usage of the word Negro within Tarantino's films.
What, and
subsequently, everybody
and Samuel L. Jackson's the only person that I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, pretty much. And the worst thing about it is that he's in Jungle Fever, isn't it? The film that put Spike Lee on the map.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
I'm a crackhead.
Crack. It's bad. Doesn't actually say what the name of his truck is. There's a restaurant mentioned, but that's about it.
Not putting Pork Chop Express.
I don't think it's Pork Chop.
I'm putting your Chop Suey Express then. I'm just going to come up with a Chinese restaurant on Crenshaw.
Express.
Closed on Mondays.
Oh, it's just coming to a Chinese restaurant.
I told you.
Chopping pork. It's not Pork Chop.
What is it then?
Don't know. I'm just going to have to Google Jack Burton's truck.
Isn't that what you said already?
I did. Jack Burton came up with that truck. Okay, here we go. What? Oh, there's an action figure for Jack Burton and it's £249.
Is it Hot Toys?
Huh?
Is it Hot Toys?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. It was just expensive.
Expensive.
I can't wait until this podcast starts giving me money. So, motherfuckers, pay me so I can buy some Hot Toys.
Hot Toys.
I don't know why you're back there laughing and shit. Like, it's not funny. Pay motherfuckers so we can get some Hot Toys. I want to buy some fucking Hot Toys. It's like I go in Forbidden Planet and I look at that bit with the glass and I'm just crying.
Okay.
Every time.
Okay.
Looking at all the amazing figures I cannot buy.
Well,
you motherfuckers are not helping.
Well, you'll be grateful to know that you're actually right.
What, it's the Pork Chop Express?
Yeah.
Of course I'm right.
You weren't right.
Of course I'm right. You know what? We could have saved ourselves 5 minutes if we just assumed I was right in the first place.
It's haunted.
Like I said.
It's haunted, bro. You violated the trust before, like, with the, was it, the Kuai Lung? Quite long edition of Iron Fist. And you said it was Kung Lao.
It was late. It was hot. It was hot and it was late.
Soz. I will try, and I promise from now, to invest some form of trust in things that you say.
Alright, cool. That's all I ask. That's all I ask.
For the next 3 minutes. Alright, so...
Before we had a breakthrough.
Galaxy put on hold and Doctor Strange 2 coming out in 2019.
Yeah, that film's done.
Hmm?
That film's done.
What, Galaxy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the second one wasn't as good as the last one, didn't
it? I didn't think so, but yeah. They're probably just not going to make it. They told the crew to go find other jobs, like go look for work, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't even put them on Doctor Strange 2 or anything.
They were all like that. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, it might not be, but it doesn't look good.
Mm.
It doesn't look good.
It's bad.
And I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I suppose it's difficult. Like, how do you make a film without a director that was so integral to that film and with a cast who's so loyal to that director? It was like, we're just not going to be happy. Like, no matter what you do, if you make this film without him, we're not going to be happy. Like, you're gonna force us to make this film. We're just not going to be happy. Like, that's just not a good look. Like, it's just not a good look for anybody.
One thing I'm confused about is, what does that mean for Avengers 4? Like, I mean, I assume Avengers 4 has already been made, right?
Yeah, but I mean, they'll be in that, but then there just won't be a Guardians 3.
Mm.
Or if there is a Guardians 3, I was listening to the Weekly Planet the other day, and they were saying that they could just use a different Guardians team. Like, they could use the one that they showed, like the Stallone team.
Well, Stallone won't be able to do it because I found out why he left Expendables 4.
He's dead.
Nope, he's doing Rambo. Oh.
Yeah, well, it's not going to be yet. I mean, he'll be finished Rambo by then.
Yeah, it's a short-ass freaking production. It's just him killing everyone, everyone dying.
So weird. Is it a reboot?
No, no. It's never been a rebooted.
I know it's never been, but this one could have been. Like, just...
You can't. Rambo's old as shit now.
Who gives a fuck about John Rambo?
Everyone.
Nobody.
But you.
Nobody.
I mean, I found out what the guy's name was. It's Matthew Marsden.
Which guy?
The guy that was the sniper in Rambo. And then I also found out about...
Was that a question we were asking?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. Because I was trying to ask you. I tried to ask you what happened to him. And I did a wormhole of, like, you know, research since then. So the guy's name was Matthew Marsden. Also, I listened to one of the other ones. Chelios's film was called Crank.
That's it. Yeah.
And there's a sequel as well. There's two of them.
Crank 2 High Voltage.
Oh, God.
What?
It's just bad.
It's good.
So bad.
It's good. It's good. Like, if you want to sit down and you just want to watch a fun movie that's real dumb, like, Crank all day. Like, it's good.
It's good. It's good for the dumbness. Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. I mean, it's like what I said the other week. Like, it's comic booky. Like, obviously, it's not superhero stuff, but it's comic booky. Like, it's just, you know, it's just fun.
I mean, it's the same thing with Happy. Have you ever seen Happy? Have you watched Happy Netflix yet? Thing. Yeah.
I've seen one or two episodes. No, I think I've only seen one episode.
Oh, it's so fucked up. But yeah. It's kind of like in the same vein.
Yeah, exactly. It's just extreme nonsense.
Speaking of that.
Sometimes you need in your life. This is why you listen to the real dumb shit.
Exactly. One bit of nonsense that you don't need in your life, and I don't need in my life, is... No. Don't you ever say that ever again. Is Death Note 2.
I only see one. Is this the Japanese one?
No, not the Japanese one. God. The Netflix one.
Oh. Well.
Well.
Well. Didn't see the first one.
On Netflix.
Yeah, I didn't see it. Look, I've seen no live action versions of... I actually heard that the Japanese one's good. The
Japanese one's great.
I haven't seen it.
It's great.
I've seen no live action versions of Death Note. I've only seen the animated series and animated film.
That's probably the best way.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you want to make a film and put it on Netflix of something that was so good that you tarnished the first time?
So Netflix won a film.
It's like a film made for TV. I mean, that's probably the best description I can give it.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, people must have watched it. Otherwise, why would they bother? Hollywood, that one of those ones where it's like they have the license, like they need content, so just make it whether people watch it or not.
Bad
team. I don't know.
But speaking of licensing, Sabrina the Dark Teenage Witch.
On board.
You're on board?
Yeah, why not?
What about, you know, Salem and, you know, Clarissa?
I think she still has Salem. I think she still has Salem.
Apparently,
it's like the comic's like darker than the TV series.
Everything's darker than the TV series.
I mean, I guess. Well, yeah. So yeah, why not? Why not?
It's madness.
Yeah.
It's just it's basically like Riverdale'd up, isn't it?
Yeah. She used to be my favorite.
What?
Melissa Joan Hart.
Melissa Joan Hart.
Yeah.
She was pointless, bro. Clarissa explains all. What the hell did she explain in one episode, bro?
She explained everything.
Other than having a weird relationship with her next door neighbour who used to break into her house every single night with a ladder, and then she used to be casually, like, let him into her room where he possibly gave her drugs and then watched her sleep.
He didn't give her drugs. He didn't give her drugs. Look, they had the same relationship we all used to have with our female friends. It's all good. It's all good.
It's weird.
Nah, it's all good.
And Nickelodeon had a weird lineup. they had loads of weird people. I mean, Roger, the person that used to come around and get Dashaway all the time from the twins' house.
This annoying younger kid from across the road or next door or whatever.
Talking about annoying and younger, Fahrenheit 1109 or 11-9.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything about it?
No, I don't know what that is.
Basically, it's Michael Moore's latest addition to his Fahrenheit series. He released one called Fahrenheit 9/11, which is basically about...
series? How many are there?
Well, basically, it's just these two. So now we can now call it a series.
Now it's a series. Yeah.
But it's very much in the vein of things like Sicko and Bowling for Columbine and all that stuff. So it's like exposing, you know, the real people and their opinions on Trump and the reason why Trump got into power.
Wait, is this a documentary?
No.
What do you mean, no? This sounds like a documentary.
It's a thing where people explain stuff that isn't done in a scripted format, and it's more of an informative basis.
That sounds like a documentary.
No, you're mistaken.
I thought you said no documentaries.
No,
it's
a film where the...
Exactly, it's a film. This is what I was saying.
Listen, it was a slow week. Yeah.
The hypocrisy.
Yeah. But at least Michael Moore isn't making a frigging documentary about me.
Yet.
See how many madnesses we have. Anyway, I'm going to call this one a day, I reckon, because it's 24, get it?
Yes.
And, we are within our remit. Yeah, so, I'm happy about that. Yeah, so, I'm going to call it a no. Any other dumb shit to add? Keep in mind you have, like, about 30 more minutes.
No.
Alright, cool. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, hope you have a wonderful evening. Remember to follow us on all of our available platforms, as well as keep your ears and your eyes and your nose open for dumb shit.
Before you say that,
God.
I mean, well, technically after you say that, but before you
sign off completely.
Yes. I've been getting a bit more correspondence, which is weird because I keep telling motherfuckers don't follow me.
Mm-hmm. Down at you, yeah.
Yeah, they somehow managed to track down my Gmail.
Your Gmail?
Yeah.
You got Gmailed?
Yeah.
You got G-checked?
Yeah. On what? On my name is redacted RDS at Gmail.
That's like the worst...
Exactly. That's how you try and get people not to find you, by making it something you won't remember.
Yeah, but now you've just given it to everyone.
Because you asked, you tricked me.
I didn't trick you. And yeah. So yeah, redacted RDS at gmail.com.
Yes.
What is it?
So we're getting some correspondence, and people keep asking what's happening with this Aquaman versus Venom feud.
Let him ask, bruv. Let him ask. There's no such thing.
Huh?
There's no such thing.
What do you mean there's no such thing?
I can't justify... because I've called both films trash. So
no,
it's
you
like...
didn't. You said Venom's going to be good.
I said Venom has the potential to be good.
You're backtracking.
No, I'm not backtracking.
Just so you're backtracking.
I'm not backtracking because cool. I know no that Aquaman is also going to be trash as well.
No one's going to think any less of you. Yeah, but okay.
Aquaman's trash. Even Venom's trash.
Even if it's trash, it's going to
be... Both are trash.
It's going to be better.
No. No. No, it's going to be a sub-mediocre effort by DC yet again. It's going to be bland. It's like the most blandest meat. It's like having saline fluid drizzled over tofu. That's how bland it's going to be.
So gross.
It is. And that's exactly what it's going to be, bruv. Whereas with Venom, it's probably going to be quirky, going to be jumpy, going to be choppy, maybe rubbish, but at least they made an effort.
That sounds like you think it's going to be better.
I reckon it's going to be better than Aquaman, yeah.
Yeah, put your money where your mouth is.
Both of them are trash. I'm not getting involved.
The people have spoken.
Yes, let them speak. Let them speak.
They have spoken.
If you want to speak so much, just add us on Twitter. The worst thing about it is that we got the numbers back the other day, and it's like everyone, like, all over the world is listening to us. However, we have no Twitter followers. Our Twitter game is mad weak. So it's like, bruv. And then, like, everyone's saying, oh, but the way that you get popular on Twitter is if you follow other people, and people then follow you, and then after they follow you for a little while, then they stop following you and listening to your sort of stuff, and then, yeah, everything else goes to shit. Sort of thing. So, yeah.
Right, how about this?
How about what?
How about this?
Hashtag.
You put your money where your mouth is. If.
Mm-hmm.
If.
If.
We get 2 followers next week.
No, 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 no. Because you're just going to rig that. You're going to rig that.
I'm not going to rig that.
All right. If we get 200 followers.
200 is a bit much.
200 is enough. Man, 200 followers, much. I will agree to put my money where my mouth is. And, yeah, I'll join in on the Venom thing with you.
30. Let's make it 30.
No, 30 200. Followers. 200 or nothing.
10 followers.
200. 200.
45.
200.
16.
300.
72.
1 million. 1 million subscribers.
Ah, come on, man.
1 million. Give us 1 million subscribers.
In 1 week. Come on.
In 1 week. If we come get on. That. If we get that.
Come on.
Then I'll join give in me a on the Venom
to,
thing.
Give me a chance to get the
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. If we get 1 million subscribers by the time the film Venom comes out, I will do this bullshit challenge that Redacted wants me to do, as well as his internet stalkers. I'll do it. Make it happen.
Yeah. Don't follow me. Stop. Stay out of my inbox.
Boy, you're gonna have to encourage a little bit inbox action now, because you're going to have to start networking, buddy, if you want this thing to actually happen. That's all answers are saying.
And on that note.
Yeah, follow us everywhere. Keep listening to dumb shit and stuff.
Yeah, stay away from my name is Redacted RDS at
gmail.com. And stay away from real dumb shit at Twitter. No, it's not at Twitter. There's no such thing as at Twitter. It's weird. Tell you what, don't follow us on anything ever.
No, follow us on Twitter so we can get this dude in the game.
No, don't.
Get this dude. Hashtag get this dude in the game.
Hashtag
follow don't. And hashtag get this dude in the game.
Hashtag shunt life, move things forward.
By getting him in the game.
I'm not getting in the game. I'm getting in the game.
He wants to be in the game.
I don't want to be in the game, bro.
He does. He just wants to make it interesting. Let's do this.
Get 1 million subscribers and yeah.
No, 50. We'll set it at 50. Like, let me talk to him. I'll hang him down to 50.
No. 50 million. 50 million.
And we get him in the game. We'll make it
50 million subscribers.
Let's do this.
50 million subscribers. And I will join in on the stupid. I mean, what is the winnings? I don't even know what the winnings are.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Now, we're all making, like, all these promises and shit. I don't know what. What do I get if I win? What do I get if I lose?
We've never got that far. We've never got that far.
What do I get if I win? What do I get if I lose?
I don't know. What do you want? Money? You want to forfeit? What?
Bruv, you got all these like campaigns and shit. You got to have answers. You can't just ask me what I want. You know what I mean? Like, it's pointless. It's crazy stuff.
Alright, let me think about it.
Oh, God. Terrible stuff. Anyway, while Redactor's thinking, be good to each other. Gorillas for life. Gorillas is the name that I've given our fans.
Yes.
Because real dumb shit, reel them in. Go reelers. Gorillas.
Makes sense.
Hopefully. See what I'm just going to get like.
Now follow and get this dude in the game. Peace.
Peace.